longest you've had a job, Doug? How many years?
Like over 10 years.
Over 10 years? You know anybody who's had the same job for 70 years?
I can think of one person.
I'm sorry, what?
I can think of one person.
The Queen.
Is it really a job, though?
We'll be right back. against and it knows by the rail machine. Why she's looking like a rod, like a cover of a magazine. Why she's too cute to be a maid of the 17. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, damn moon, I need a break in. Got a chance, I'll take it. Shift dance, we gon' make it. Come on, let's make it. Now you want some ammo, no, no. Looking like a lot like a rubber magazine. Why she do you feel to be a bit of a silver thing? Meanwhile, I still think it. Ooh, I need a break here. Got chance, well, I take it. She dance, we can make it.
Happy family. That's the Ramones sitting there in Queens eating refried beans, Doug.
Yeah.
Before that, off the top, we inevitably heard the Sex Pistols and God Save the Queen. On this, I guess we're coming out of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee weekend. Marked the Queen's 70th year on the throne. That's Elizabeth, by the way, for those of you who are maybe new to this situation. And she's had the same job for 70 years. It's pretty amazing. And she has two birthdays. Do you have two birthdays, Doug?
Why does she have two birthdays?
She has her real birthday, the day that she was actually born, when she emerged from her mother's uterus into the world of the living and had her umbilical cord cut and all that kind of stuff, just like you and me. And then the first weekend in June, which we've just passed, I don't know the actual day, I think it's what's today, the 5th? Right? It's the Queen's official birthday.
Today is the 6th.
Today's the 6th.
It's supposed to be.
Oh, you're
the
6th. Right, because we're talking, we're in the past. We're talking into the future. It's very difficult to keep track of.
It is.
I find sometimes. Anyways, we've just this past weekend had the Queen's official birthday.
Yeah.
Do you have an official birthday? Would you like one? What do you think?
Why not? I mean, it's nice to have birthdays and all, but at the same time, it seems a little bit silly.
Yeah.
Is that's when she was coronated or whatever?
I'm not sure exactly what the origin of that tradition is, but it's, I think I'd like to have an official birthday. For a while, I thought I would like to celebrate my half birthday.
That's fun too, yeah.
Because my birthday is the 30th of December. So no one's ever around. They're always with their family, or they're like, no, man, I'm going to save my shit for tomorrow night or whatever. But my half birthday would be the 30th of June.
That's nice.
You can go to a park, have a barbecue, have a nice time outside.
Yeah. And you probably have it off too, because it's like the Canada Day weekend.
Exactly.
Well, you should do that.
I should.
Yeah.
I did it once, and I got extremely polluted with my friend Eric.
Well, there it goes. You celebrated a birthday. I had a special thing happen to me at a birthday party today, actually.
Yes?
Yeah.
And do tell.
I had a special moment there. I met a listener of the show in the flesh.
No way. They exist.
They do exist out there. Yeah, so amazing. Sebastian, keep listening, man.
Yeah, he's fast.
Thinking about you. I should have asked you for a song.
A request
or something like that, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't think of it.
How about next show?
We'll play this. We'll play the kids in honor of Sebastian, because we were at a kid's birthday party.
Aha!
And excellent. This one, I had to. This is my first track. I had to play this one. It is No Monarchy.
All right.
By the kids. They're talking about a different monarchy.
UT.
90.3 FM.
Monarchy. song called Queen Age Baby. Hit it, boys. Wonder who she is, then she tells you who you are. Dancing like a queen in her stocky old shoes, with her fingernails painted black. Dyed blonde hair, four wheel marks all down her back. Glitter on her eyes, purple lipstick, she's the leader of the pack. Queen Age Baby, let's make a deal. Queen Age Baby, give me a thrill.
See.
CKT 90.3 FM.
In Montreal, and it's 25 minutes past 11 on the 6th of June, 2022.
Isn't it? Isn't it, though?
We celebrate queens tonight. Different queens.
Yeah. That was
the queen.
The last
Elizabeth.
One
was what?
The,
who would it?
The Caliente the, Queen.
And, yes.
That was the Caliente Queen by yeah. Clock Cleaner. And before that, Queen Age. Queen Age. What is the name of that song? Queen Age.
Queen Agers?
Yeah, something.
That was Wayne County.
Queen Age Baby. Sorry, yeah. Queen Age Baby. And before that, the kids with No Monarchy. But of Very course, nice. They weren't talking about Queen Elizabeth because they don't live in England or the Commonwealth.
They're Belgians.
That's right. And it's surprising that there are other monarchies out there. You know, there are only
a few left.
Do you
know who
left.
The current... Oh, you know what? I once worked as a framer for a long time, and these people came in one day, and they had this gold $5 coin, Canadian. It cost $250 to buy if you wanted to collect it. But they had bought it, and were going to give it as a present framed to the Crown Prince of Belgium.
And they told you this, that they were
yes.
framing it for the Crown Prince
yes,
of Belgium.
Yes, he has been working with them for a little bit in their financial whatever the fuck they did. And they wanted to give this as a gift to him.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? The whole time I'm doing it, I was like, wow, this is really special, but also thinking like, this is really weird.
Did you like rub a corner of the paper like on your nuts or something?
Yeah. I wore the coin between my butt cheeks for a week. Yeah. No, I didn't do anything like that. That would have been irresponsible and unprofessional.
Would it have been, though? Don't you get
exceptions?
Fun.
Don't you get exceptions? Get a bit of a kink out of it. And then yeah. I can say, oh, what? And there's my pubic hair hidden underneath the mat.
Although there probably is your pubic hair in a lot of those things. You just didn't even realize.
I didn't realize I was rubbing all that stuff yeah. up against my crotch.
No, but it just gets in the air.
It was just like... It was this weird tick that I developed while I was there.
Yeah, just like...
And I wasn't conscious.
Yeah.
That's a strange thing to talk about, Doug. Why did...
You brought it up, bro.
Oh, my God. So I've got another set of music here. This is more of like a 90s set coming up, I guess, with some Canadian content, which is always fun. The first of it is a band called Smash Up Derby from Quebec. I don't know much about them, but their song is called Custom Queen. Then we'll hear teeny little PJ Harvey with 50 Foot Queenie, again, from the 1990s. A very quiet album. And the Kittens from Winnipeg, the Queen of Clubs.
Nice.
She's so sweet with a bucket seat, and she's
and that was the band from Winnipeg that uses, as Doug pointed out, elastic bands instead of metal guitar strings on their guitars.
Yeah.
The Kittens.
The Kittens. Meowing.
Yeah. Okay. Meowing very gently. Yeah.
Is it funny? I guess they probably got a kick out of being called the Kittens, and then...
Yeah, and it was the early to mid-90s, too, so it was that kind of thing.
What kind of thing? Calling your band?
Something that it totally isn't.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. But I don't think there were a lot of churchy bands that called themselves like stuff like
Satan's Children.
Yes.
There was that band.
They didn't get hip to that trend.
There was that Satanic probably. Surfers band. They could have been a church band. Who knows? You never know. It's like MXPX. It's like a Christian rock band after all.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, actually what's going to happen now, Graham,
yeah,
is that you're going to go again, because when I was putting the files together, there wasn't a lot of space, so...
Exciting.
I economized.
Yeah, I think I programmed a lot of music. A little bit more than usual.
I also was making longer song selections than usual.
Oh, that'll do it too.
Yeah. I had a moment where I was like, I only have 3 songs, and it seems like there's no space left. But I'm used to playing 1 minute, 30 second songs.
Yeah.
A few 4 minute songs in there, it goes real quick.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me, what do you think of the Melvins?
Yeah, you're a big Melvins fan, I know.
I like the Melvins a lot. I've seen them a few times.
I've never doubled down on the Melvins, but I like everything I hear from them.
Well, that's high praise.
Yeah.
Usually. So we're going to hear the Melvins with a song called, very simply, Queen. Followed by Canadian content, Wonder Boys and the Collective, with their song, The Queen of Yorkshire Pudding, in what I believe is probably a broadcast first.
Yeah.
Probably an exclusive.
Okay.
That's a recording made in Toronto, probably sometime around, I'm going to guess, 1998? Maybe 99? Real outsider, not outsider, but extremely underground music from Toronto at the time. And Magic Tramps are going to end the set off with S&M Leather Queen. They were a New York band in the 70s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, here's the Melvins. Queen. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Mm-hmm. 27
Forever.
Chaos, Horror, and Disorder.
And Queens. Tonight, anyway.
Oh, Thank you.
That was the Magic Tramps.
And you were just saying that they blew the face off of a building once.
Well, I don't know if it was their volume, but there was a story that the decrepit building in Manhattan, where they had their rehearsal space, they were rehearsing one day, and the entire front wall of the building collapsed, like fell off the building. Like the windows fell out, and all the brickwork came crashing to the ground.
That's
off the front of the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be quite the
I've had some strange stuff
rehearsal.
I've had some strange stuff happening while jamming, but that would take the cake for sure.
It wouldn't surprise me in the space that we jam in.
Yeah, that could also happen.
I hope it doesn't happen, but it wouldn't surprise me.
No. The city did, in fact, block the building off once because they thought it was going to happen.
Hmm.
And then, Montreal, you know, we live in a neighborhood where somebody was actually killed by that not too long ago. Bricks falling
That's true.
Off a building, so.
Yeah, in a windstorm.
Yeah, they do have to go around.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy apparently that fled a war ended up dying waiting for the bus stop because some bricks fell off a decrepit building.
That's pretty sad, but also very random.
Yeah.
It just could have been anybody. He was very unlucky. Poor gentleman.
Indeed. So we're going to...
So on that note...
Yeah. We have a few more songs coming up. And I haven't abandoned the theme of royalty altogether.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have for us... which one is this? Oh, hold on a second now. Let me have a quick look here. Yeah, this is... this is a 60s one, because I felt like we didn't really have any 60s... true 60s... jingles here, so this is a classic
right.
60s jingles, Be My Queen,
nice.
By the Chantels, or Chantals,
okay.
Chantels, anyways, the Chantillians, performing Be My Queen, and then after that we have the darkest of turbos, Turbo Negro, performing Prince of the Rodeo. And after that, we have... Oh, yes. This is a special one.
Okay.
It is?
It's
actually from SCTV.
I know what this is.
The Queenators with I Hate the Bloody Queen with none other than John Candy on drums.
A beautiful thing to watch.
And Martin Short on vocals.
You can find it on YouTube. So great.
That's, matter of fact, may or may not be where it came from. Anyways...
Do not confirm, do not deny.
Continuing on, we'll talk again, I think, briefly before the night's done, but thank
All
you for
right.
listening and tune in
God
with us.
God save our listeners.
Yes. And, look us up on Instagram or write us a message on Facebook.
Find out where Instagram. We live. Yeah. Write us mail. Challenge. Special
Find
challenge.
Out where Graham lives.
All right. Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah. Let's listen to the music.
Good idea.
All right. Enjoy. Here we are.
Say your lovin's really got soul. Come on, baby, let it go. I will always, always be true. 'Cause I love you. Every night, I will never, never treat you mean. Come on, baby, be
finish the track. I'll put you on the flight. Oh, I'm a chicken in the tree. And I'll take a picture of it. It'll all be a hectic club. And I'll give it to the prince.
Yeah, yeah,
so
it was
great.
Yeah, great.
So great.
Thanks.
Mal, for having us on the Rock Pile tonight. This has been the 27th Hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder. I've been the captain, and...
I have been Dead End Doug.
And I think we'll both continue to be those things.
Yeah, next Monday.
All right.
You can join us.